Mama, this is me.
Why, Curly, what's the matter?
Mama, you'll have to excuse me. I won't be able to get home for lunch.
Why, Curly, you won't.
No, Mama, I got something very Russian to do.
My goodness, what?
Well, I got a special rush call from the high school. There's a little job to be took care of up there. A piece of big machinery down to the boiler room. I can't explain it all now on the line, Mama. It's awful complicated. But I think it's going to be a very nice job, Mama.
Well, that's good, Curly. And for once, they won't be paying you in trade. You'll get paid in cash for this job, thank goodness.
Oh, you bet. Well, so long, Mama. I don't like to keep the Board of Education waiting.
Ah, Curly. If you only knew what the accidental byproduct of this little trip to the high school will be, I wonder if you would hurry along so eagerly. We'll find out about that in a little while, party liners, but first, how many of you feel as though you have a cold coming on right now? You're probably feeling sneezy, feverish, and your throat's raw. Well, what are you going to do about that cold of yours? Well, you know, one of the first things your doctor would probably prescribe, he would undoubtedly see to it that you get a laxative. And more than likely, the laxative he would prescribe would be a liquid. A mild liquid laxative like Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Now, if your cold is severe, by all means, call in your doctor and let him prescribe the proper continued treatment. But when you feel a cold coming on, do as so many thousands of party liners do. Be sure to take a spoonful or two of syrup pepsin as one of the first steps in fighting your cold. You see, syrup pepsin is made according to the original formula of a family doctor. It's a remarkable medicine that can help every member of the family encouragingly and soothingly to regularity. Your own druggist has syrup pepsin ready for you right now. Stop in and get a bottle today so you'll have it always on hand. Remember, syrup pepsin is right for every member of the family. Just follow the simple, easy, convenient measuring directions on the bottle. The time is now about 2 hours following the conversation we heard between Curly and Sarah. The job in the boiler room, which required the expert services of Mr. Peters, has now been successfully completed. The proprietor of Peters' machine shop has just left the high school building and is turning down the street that leads toward his house and a belated lunch. Suddenly, a voice calls to her.
Mr. Peters?
Yes. Oh, well, hello, if it isn't Christy Ward. Well, well.
Are you on your way home, Mr. Peters?
Yes, I am. I just finished up a piece of work for the superintendent here.
Well, then, maybe I can walk with you, if you don't mind. I'm on my way home, too.
Why, it would be a pleasure.
I'm all finished with my classes for the day. I don't have so many on Tuesdays.
Oh, well, now tell me all about it. How'd you enjoy being a school teacher, huh? My, imagine our little Christy Warren being a school teacher.
Oh, I love it. I'm just afraid it won't last. Seems too good to be true.
Now, don't you feel that way about it. Nothing in this world is too good to be true. The better it is, the truer it ought to be.
Yes, the truer it ought to be. But that isn't always the way life turns out.
Well, I always say, hope for the best, and maybe you'll kind of coax the best along.
That's a good idea, anyway. I suppose Mr. Peters has gone back home by now.
Mr. Peters? Why, no.
Why, his name was Mr. Peters, wasn't it? The young man I met on the train the other day coming down from Chicago.
Oh, my, of course. You mean Lucky.
Yes.
Oh, well, it just never seems to me like his name is Mr. Peters.
No, of course not. He told me you and Mrs. Peters had practically adopted him. He said he felt as though he was coming to his own home, coming down here to visit you.
Now, that's a mighty nice thing for him to say. And believe me, it goes both ways.
Oh, he's such a nice person. So genuine and friendly.
Isn't he, though? I suppose you know I'm about to become a grandfather, Christy.
A grandfather?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, of course. Mr. Peters told me they're expecting a baby in the spring.
And Mama and me expect to go out and pay him a visit just as soon afterwards, as 'twill be convenient all the way around.
Oh, that's wonderful. You'll just love it out west.
Yes, I expect we will. Oh, but of course, we're really going out to have a look at the baby.
Oh, of course. But I mean, aside from the baby, you'll love the scenery and the climate out there.
Yes, from what I hear, we can... Oh, hello there, David.
Hi. Aren't you going in the wrong direction?
Hello, David.
Isn't this a little early for school to be out? I thought your office hours were much longer, Mr. Peters. You people playing hooky?
Oh, office hours.
I'm all through for the day. I should have stayed at school and got some work done, but I thought I'd take it home. Are you going back to school?
Yeah, I've got another class this afternoon. Well, how are you, Mr. Peters?
Oh, just fine, thank you. Couldn't be better. I feel like maybe I could beat you at horseshoes today.
Oh, yes, no doubt. Christy, look here about that lecture tomorrow night.
Yes?
It starts at 8:15, so I guess we should leave here no later than 7 to be sure of getting good seats.
7? Well, that's all right. Will you call for me at 7 then?
Yeah, I'd like to do that just to be sure we have plenty of time.
All right. I'll be ready.
Well, then I'll be getting on. It doesn't look very good for the instructors to be late to class.
That's right.
Oh, no. That would never do.
Well, so long. Glad I saw you.
Yes, goodbye, David.
Goodbye, David. Bye. There's a very nice young man, David Hunter.
Yes, he's awfully nice. He's new in town, you know, since I went away.
Oh, yes, that's a fact. So he is.
They say he's very popular with all his students.
Yes, I believe he is. Especially with the young ladies.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, you can't hardly blame them. David's a mighty nice-looking young man.
Yes, I guess he is.
Say, you and him are kind of keeping company, huh?
Oh, no. We're just going to a lecture over at Urbana.
Oh, well, that's just fine. I always think it's a mighty nice thing for young folks that got common interests to keep company together. That's the right idea.
Yes, I think it is too, Mr. Peters.
Yes, that makes for happiness in the long run. Common interest, real friendship. That's the way to pick a husband, my dear.
You're not marrying me off already, I hope, Mr. Peters.
What? Oh, no. I was only saying that. But who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes, it just goes to show you never can tell how things will turn out. Now, who would ever have guessed that it would have had this kind of an outcome?
I beg your pardon? What would have this outcome?
Why, that horseshoe game. Oh, that was really very funny now.
Oh, what horseshoe game?
Oh, that little horseshoe game over to my shop the other day when Carlton and David was playing against one another and David went in on that idea of calling you up if he lost the game.
What? I don't think I understand what you mean, Mr. Peters.
Well, you know, they was kind of quarreling with each other. You know how boys will do. And Carlton says, David, if you're so smart and think you can beat me all hollow playing horseshoes, I'll just bet you can't. And David said, sure he could beat him. He generally does, too, you know. And he's pretty sure of himself, so Carlton says, all right, I'll name the penalty you got to pay if you lose. David says, okay, what's the penalty? Then Carlton says, he says, you gotta call up Christy Warren and ask her for a date if you lose this horseshoe game. Are you on? And he was on. Ain't that funny? And here it turns out that you two are getting along so fine. After the way David started out thinking you was old hatchet-faced wolf and that you... Well, Christy, what's the matter?
Mr. Peters, is that true?
What? Is what true?
Did he call me up and ask me for a date just because he lost that horseshoe game?
Well, my goodness, maybe I shouldn't have said anything, only it seemed like such a joke now that everything's turning out so nice.
Of course you should have told me. I'm very glad you did. Thank you for telling me, Mr. Peters.
Oh, that's all right. I just thought that now it was a kind of a good story and you'd enjoy hearing it.
Yes, I enjoyed hearing it very much. It's interesting to find out what kind of a person Mr. Hunter really is.
Christy, you ain't mad, I hope.
Oh, no, of course not. Couldn't be mad about learning something I ought to know. Of course I'm not mad.
Well, my goodness, I just wish I could be sure.
You can be sure that I'm grateful to you for telling me this, Mr. Peters. I hate to think I might have gone on letting myself be made a joke of for the amusement of Mr. Hunter and his friends.
What? Well, my goodness, Christy, you wasn't being made a fool of.
Oh, yes, I was. But I won't be in the future. I'm so glad you told me in time.
Now, what has Curly gone and done? Poor Curly. He went home and amazed Sarah by scarcely touching the delicious and very special lunch she had prepared for him in honor of the Russian job at the high school. Without telling her why he was so preoccupied and unable to eat, Curly went back to his machine shop, and there we find him now, pouring out his troubles to Clem, who, fortunately, happened to stop by for a little visit.
Clem, I went and done it.
Yeah, went and done what? Work up the high school. I heard about it. Sarah called Aggie, and the old lady told me about her.
Oh, Clem, I wish I'd never heard of that high school or anything connected with it.
Why, what's the matter?
Clem, I told Christy about that doggone horseshoe game. Every word of it.
Oh.
God darn empty-headed old romance buster. That's all I am, Clem.
Well,
I just hate myself for that. Why couldn't I see that she wouldn't like to know that was how he happened to call her up for their first date?
Well, don't ask me, Curly. Don't ask me.
Oh, I tell you, Clem, it was just terrible.
Yeah.
I told it, the whole thing just came out, and, well, I stopped because all of a sudden I could just see she felt terrible.
I expect.
Oh, she was as mad as hops.
Not at you, I hope.
Huh? Oh, no, poor thing. She was mad at David.
Yeah.
And now their beautiful romance is gone forever.
Oh, well.
Just because I was such a dumb old blunderbuss. Oh, Clem, why was I ever born?
He certainly has hit bottom. Do you suppose there are good reasons for his feeling so tragic about this afternoon's unhappy slip of the tongue? Is Christy really irrevocably angry with David? I'd like to know what Clem's solution to this situation will be. Party Line mothers, I know that you'll agree with me when I say that there's nothing so heartbreaking as to see a little child suffering with a severe cold. Now, especially at this time of the year, when the danger of catching colds is very, very great, please, Party Line mothers, be sure that your children are kept regular. When your child seems sluggish and cross and cranky, be sure to give him a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Here is a truly remarkable medicine made according to the original formula of a family doctor that helps little children to regularity quickly, mildly, and gently. Your children will simply love syrup pepsin because it tastes so delicious. But it's not only a children's medicine. It's right for every member of the family. Remember the line tomorrow, won't you? We should hear what Christy has to say to David now that she's heard about the reason he asked her for a date. Tomorrow on the Party Line.